The family of South Indian tiles are built by using these three units, the clap and the wave, and the unit where a predefined number of fingers are counted off. Different tiles are structured using these units in different configurations. If we take one of the main tiles that we find in Carnatic South Indian music, it's commonly known as Arditaal. Arditaal is the 8-beat tiles. Arditaal, its actual name is Chaturrusrajati Tiruputta Taalam. Tiruputta Taalam is put together with one lagu followed by two drudhams, which means we have a section of the finger counting followed by clap, wave, clap, wave. Now, the length of the lagu is defined by the name of the taal. In this instance, Chaturrusrajati at the beginning of the name of the taal means that the lagu is going to be 4 beats long. Chaturrusram is 4. So we have a 4-beat lagu followed by clap, wave, clap, wave. Lagu, drudham, drudham. And it will be clap, little finger, ring finger, middle finger. That's the end of the lagu. Clap, wave, clap, wave. Clap, little finger, ring finger, middle finger, drudham, drudham. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1. Now, if we had the same tile structure, Tiruputta Taalam, which is lagu, drudham, drudham, but the name was different at the beginning of the tile, for example, Kandajati, Tiruputta Taalam. Kanda is 5. It means that the lagu will be 5 beats long at the beginning and not 4. So you'd have a lagu of 5 plus clap, wave, which equals 9 beats altogether. If it was Tisrajati, Tiruputta Taalam, Tisra is 3, we'd have 3-beat lagu, clap, wave, clap, wave. It would be a 7-beat tile.